This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United States Saturday condemned a thwarted plot to attack Myanmar's UN ambassador in New York, saying it fits a, quote, disturbing pattern, end quote, of authoritarian leadership and their supporters seeking to persecute opponents around the world. Two Myanmar citizens have been arrested in New York State for plotting with an arms dealer in Thailand who sells weapons to the Burmese military to kill or injure Myanmar's UN ambassador, U.S. authorities said Friday. Ambassador Chow Mo Tun, who represents Myanmar's elected civilian government that was overthrown by the military in February, told Reuters Wednesday a threat had been made against him and U.S. authorities had stepped up his security. The Brunei diplomat, appointed by a Southeast Asian regional bloc as its special envoy to Myanmar, said Saturday he should be given full access to all parties when he visits the strife-torn country, where the military overthrew an elected government. Speaking days after his appointment by the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Erwan Yusuf gave no date for his visit to Myanmar, but said he wanted to be well prepared. The leaders of Myanmar's deposed democratically elected government have been in detention since February 1st. That's when Myanmar's military leaders overthrew the democratic government and replaced it with a military junta. A provincial lawmaker in Afghanistan says Taliban fighters have entered the capital of Jiaozhan province after sweeping through 9 of its 10 districts. The government did not deny a local lawmaker's claim that Taliban fighters had entered the city, but said it had not fallen into Taliban control. Several other of the country's 34 provincial capitals are threatened. This is VOA News. A journalist for DR Congo's national broadcaster was killed in North Kivu in the country's east, where massacres and clashes involving armed groups have prevailed for years. The 26-year-old had been working for Radio Television Nationale Congolais since 2018. A colleague told AFP he was married and had two children. A military administrator said the journalist received a phone call from someone who arranged a place to meet him, and that's where someone killed him overnight Saturday by cutting his throat. The Albany County Sheriff says New York Governor Andrew Cuomo could face misdemeanor charges if investigators substantiate a criminal complaint filed this week accusing him of groping an aide at the governor's state residence. Sheriff Craig Apple said Saturday it would be premature to say whether Cuomo himself will be questioned, but he promised a, quote, very comprehensive, end quote, investigation into the woman's claim. The complaint is the first known instance where a woman has made an official report with a law enforcement agency over alleged misconduct by Cuomo. The governor denies groping the woman. U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden applauded U.S. Olympic athletes Saturday for showing courage under pressure and uniting the country a day after inviting them to the White House following the Tokyo Games. The second biggest U.S. Olympic team ever, with 613 athletes, has won 108 medals, more than any other country. In a video call with the athletes Saturday, Mr. Biden said, quote, "It wasn't just your athletic ability. It was your moral courage. You remind us of what an amazing country we are," end quote. Lionel Messi fought back tears during a press conference Sunday at which he confirmed he is leaving Barcelona, where he has played his entire career. The 34-year-old Argentinian superstar, 6 times a Ballon d'Or winner, has been out of contact since the end of June, and Barca say they cannot afford to keep him, with Messi admitting that a move to Paris Saint-Germain is a possibility. Last year, he sought to engineer a release from his contract in frustration at some poor showings in Europe by the club, where he has won 4 championship leagues, but ended up staying. The two finished the race together, but ended up staying. An upcoming UN report on climate change gives the international community its clearest ever warning about the dangers of accelerating climate change, Britain's COP26 president, Alok Sharma, said Sunday. The chief for the November Climate Change Summit told the Observer newspaper a report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change due Monday would show the world was on the brink of potential disaster. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.